Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay. I have a reservation, your letter to money bottle from your company.
Mm-hmm.
You need my business address?
Just that reservation code that's on that mailer.
Yeah, okay. 2411-0401-0038-7298.
Okay, let me pull up your file. Give me 1 second. Okay, is this Busy Bee Cleaners?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And who am I talking with?
Yes, I'm an owner, you know, you send a letter, Paul. Paul is a former owner, previous owner.
Okay.
Yeah, I got this business in 2014.
Okay. Yeah, what? Okay, so what's your first name?
First name's M-O-O-S-O-O-N. Last name is S-U-N-G.
Okay. And you're the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And just in case we get disconnected, what's a good phone number for you?
My cell phone is 562.
I'm sorry, you're kind of broke. Well, one more time, I'm sorry, you kind of broke up.
Area code is 562-292-9198.
Two nine two nine one nine eight.
Yes.
Okay. What was the first three numbers?
Three number. What is it?
Yeah, the area code.
562.
562.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. And let's see here. Select your file. All right. So I'm just going to confirm some of the information that we have here on file, and then I'll answer any questions that you might have. Can you just go ahead and verify your billing address for me?
What address my business?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The billing address, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. 2111 San Gabriel Blue Box number 8 Rosemead City, California 91770.
Okay. And your company phone number is 626-288-4972?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an email?
Yes. HUYSUNG3626@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how would you structure your company? Is that a LLC, sole prop, incorporated?
Oh, this is a solo.
Sole prop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sole prop, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
This area, we bought this one 2014, but before also we did the same dry cleaner, another city. Also, my husband handled this one. He's been working a dry cleaner job over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Very nice. Okay, so we have many programs available. So depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we looking to do here?
Yeah, I need I wanted some loan money for this business, working capital, and then we need more running good, and then we need more remodeling also. Yeah, we need some money.
Okay.
Yeah, when I get this business, you know, we got some money put on my credit card, and then but I also need some my high interest, you know, we have to pay also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we're still running good, but, you know, we got some money, some power money, some from your company. But I got your letter. Oh, it's good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, well, that sounds good. Let me, how much are you looking for?
How much is a maximum or minimum? Let me know that this is my situation. Maybe 50,000 through 10,000.
50,000 to 10,000.
Yeah.
Oh, 100,000? Yeah. Okay.
100,000, yeah, between is okay.
Okay, that's perfect. So what we can do there is I will just get you qualified. This is what I always do. I'll get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll work back from there. So even if you get approved uh-huh. for a lot more, you can just take what you want.
Okay.
Okay. And what are you going to be using these capital for?
I'm sorry, what is this? This is for what? Money?
Yeah, what are you going to use it for?
Working capital for business.
Okay, so working capital for the business. Are you using it for anything in particular, like for inventory or renovations or?
Yeah, renovation, yeah.
Renovations?
Yeah, renovation, yeah, yes,
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, also we're planning to buy a new machine, white shutter machine. So we planning, but, you know, not enough money now at this time.
Ah, I gotcha, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When do you need it by?
Machine is, you know, I don't know, we're planning to, but, you know, if we get money, we have to contact my some. But, you know, we first time we do remodeling, you know, and then some money spending too.
Mhm. Okay, so just ASAP pretty much. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? Is your credit good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's the middle because I got this business, I good score. Now I got money from high interest rate for this business I bought, and then some of the debit make more, my credit score goes up, you know. Now mm-hmm. it's on middle 700, 710, between like this. Before I have 780, 790, almost 800, and now 700, more or
okay.
less 710, some 720.
Okay, somewhere in between there. So that's pretty good. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fine because, you know, we work with.
I'm also working, I'm a nurse, a registered nurse, but my husband and my family work this business, but I do my own job, but it's my name is owner.
Okay, so that's perfect.
I got some money from my hospital working.
Okay, yeah, just as long as you are the 100% owner, you'll have to sign the papers and things like that. Let's see here. Okay, and do you know, the capital is really based off of your sales. Do you know what your annual sales were last year? Gross annual sales?
Last year, says, yeah, 300,000 last year, more or less, you know.
Okay. And what are you on track for this year? More or less?
This year, more going up business, yeah. But
going up?
Slowly going up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
Hello, is Alan there by chance?
Okay, and you said you guys have been in business for since 2014? Okay. Perfect. Do you have any working capital loans out right now? Like, have you taken out a capital loan before?
No, before not capital loan, but, you know, when we got this business, you know, we borrowed some money from Korean bank. And then with the payments every month, 800 something like this, we pay for 5 years, but we already paid it almost 2 years, you know.
Okay, perfect. So it's all paid off.
Yeah, not paid off. We're still, you know, running progressive. We got money from over there, 45,000. Yeah, but now balance is 30,000, yeah, almost like this.
Okay, and that is a working capital loan?
This working capital loan, purchase, yeah.
That's a capital loan and not a credit card loan?
Yeah, some of a credit card loan and some of a,
Okay. Do you know who that loan was through? Like what bank?
It's a bank, it's a Wilshire State Bank.
Windsor State Bank?
No, Wilshire. Wilshire State
Bank. Oh, Wilshire. Okay. Wilshire. Okay. That's perfect. Okay, well, everything's pretty good here. Let me see, capital. I'm just taking some hand notes here, so that's what I'm doing. Okay. And just so you know, too, when I send this package out, what they're going to look at is, like, your bank statements and things like that. Do your bank statements look pretty good? I mean, do you guys have any negative days or anything like that? Do you have good starting balances and good ending balances? It's okay if you don't know. That's all right. What's that?
Are you going to send the package to me?
Yeah, I'll send it through email. So you'll have
okay.
Yeah.
We will get email tonight at my home, and then we'll see, and then, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'll do is, because I know you need the money pretty fast, what I'll do is I will send you this email. It'll have a list of things that I'll need to move forward.
Uh-huh.
It's really a short list, but it'll explain everything in that email. Just it'll be your tax return, business bank statements, and your the application.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you gonna send the package email?
Yeah, I'll send the all of the information in the email. And we'll give you like step by step of what to send to me.
You know, you mean bank statement? You mean actual business bank statement or my actually my checking bank statement? What kind of bank statement you want to see?
Well, it'd be your business bank statement. So the Busy Bee Cleaners, the bank statements for the company, like the deposits.
Company. Yeah. You know what? Bank statements, you know, we don't get money too much with a lot of cash flow, but you know, credit cards are so low.
That's okay if your credit cards are low. You don't have to send in your credit card statements. Just like your bank statements showing that you guys have, you know, deposits and withdrawals and things like that.
You know, like I'm saying bank statements is, you know, average is just a low. You know, we got merchants. We got every month is, you know, not too much, but they usually
it's okay.
Cash.
Okay, that's
okay,
totally
no
fine.
Problem?
Yeah, no problem. Just send me what you have. That way I can take a look at it. Because that would be the best way to go about that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
you send the email to us, you know, if we give it to all of list, and then it's how long is it gonna process it?
It normally takes you know, we can get you an answer. Today's kind of late. I can probably get you an answer possibly by tomorrow afternoon. Okay, and then I can get
how much
and I can,
approval, how much for about, and then you know, that's what. Okay. I ask you one more thing. If we borrow money from this one, this loan is going to my credit score affect also secured or unsecured?
So it is an unsecured cash loan. So there is no collateral. The thing with that is, too, and you said about your credit, it is a soft pull on your credit. It's not going to hit your credit as hard as it normally does because we only pull from Experian. So it's just the one thing. Now, credit is not a huge factor. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't understand. It's showing to my Experian, to my credit score?
So it won't hit your personal, it'll actually go on your business.
But this is a personal, this alone is a go to my, under the, my name, right? Not the business or my name?
It'll go under the business.
Business, but it's a credit score is coming out, you know, are you going to report the credit company every month or?
Yeah, so it'll go under the company's credit report, not yours, not your personal one.
Credit company. My business. You mean business, right?
Yes.
I see. My under the my business, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I see. Okay, but now I'm on business. You know, my computer is tonight. When I go home, I watch him. But I'm not computer to work. My husband usually help. But you know, so my husband the email we're gonna answer. Okay.
Okay.
And then. Yeah, you send the email to, you know, all request the form, whatever, and we email to you tonight?
Yeah, you can email it to me tonight, and then I will, I'll be here in the morning, and I can work on that.
And then you're going to call tomorrow, you mean, right?
Yes.
Okay, tomorrow. Okay, we'll see that. Okay,
okay.
Your name?
My name is Steve.
If we got this one, when I call, how contact you? How can I contact you?
It'll be on the email that I sent to you. My contact information will be on the email.
Okay, email. Okay, I see. If we do, I saw this is a term loan up to 5 years, up to 3 years, up to 3 years. Yeah, usually it's secured the loan, unsecured the loan, like this, and then. What kind of we do up to 5 years is better to payment if not too much every month. Yeah,
right.
We have to.
So on the 5 year thing that you're looking at, that's for the equipment financing. That's going to be a different than from the working capital. The working capital is probably going to be, you know, it's the 3 to 3 years. That's the working capital one. So because it's unsecured.
Unsecured. Yeah.
Right. But like I said, I'm going to get you qualified for the longest term and the largest amount possible. Okay.
Okay, it's usually how much is interest the charge if we got unsecured loan and it's about 3 years, you know, usually how much interest, how many percent?
It's different. It's it's not based off of a fixed APR. It's more of a fixed payback rate. So you know exactly how much you are getting, how much you are paying back.
But around, about, you know, how many? Credit card is usually too high, you know, that's why. The business loan, we usually pay 7%, you know, my another one, but usually, how much you usually do average?
It's hard to say. You know, it's really hard to say. There's not a set number that we have. It all depends on what the business looks like. There's a whole bunch of different factors that go into it, and it depends on, you know, what term you choose. That has a big deal of it too. So if you choose like a shorter term, like a 3 month term, you know, the interest rates might be a little bit higher, but you're paying it back sooner, so it doesn't really matter. But if you choose a longer term, you know, the rates might be a little bit less, and it might be better for you. So it all kind of just depends on what exactly you're looking for and what the health of the business is, if that makes sense. I can't ever just give a number out, because if I do give a number, it might come back not being that number, and then I look like a complete, you know, like a liar almost, and I don't want to lose credibility over that.
But if interest is too high, we don't want to processing this one. That's why I'm asking average how many percent, you know. But interest, you charge 18, 24, you know, I don't want to do that. That's why.
Right, I gotcha. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm going to get you qualified for the best deal possible, you know, and you get to see, you know, what you want to choose and what you want to take. I mean, if it's something you don't want to do, then you don't have to. My whole thing with that is, you know, if you get this loan, what's your return on the investment? Like, how much are you going to make off of it?
Okay, yeah. One second. Yeah, my husband is asking if we bought a 30,000 is an average. How much payment is planning? How much is for 3 years? You know, usually average. How much is coming out?
A 3 year term for 30,000.
Yeah.
It's different with every single business. Honestly, it really is. I can't. I wish I could just give you a single number. I just can't. You know, I mean, the best that we have is zero, and the most that we could do is, you know, 50%. I mean, it's all dependent on what the business looks like. I can't, it's a huge range.
How much is the 15% usually business? Average? How many percent average you do usually? You don't know that?
I don't, because every business is not the same. So there's not really a set average. I understand 100%. I was going to ask, when you did your other loans, what was your interest rate?
Usually 6%.
6%? Okay. And who is that through? Is that through the bank that you bank with?
Yeah, my bank, uh-huh.
Okay. And how long have you been with that bank?
Usually all through is a 5 years bank, you know.
Okay. And that's how long you've been with them? Like, that's how long you've had that bank?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the reason you're getting 6% on that, on those loans that you take out with your bank, is for one, you're actually, you bank with them. So your money goes directly to that bank. Also, you've been working with them, so they have all of your information already. And another thing is, if you went to any other bank to get another loan, they would not get you 6% unless you drop your bank that you're working with now and you deposit and you use their bank. That's the only way. That's the reason you're getting 6% there. Now, I can tell you that with unsecured cash loans, it's going to be a little bit more expensive than what you're normal to, and that's only because it's unsecured cash, and so it's very risky. Now, I can say that we are a relationship-based bank, so if you stay with us, you definitely get, you know, better terms and better, better terms and better rates, you know, the longer you stay with us. But for the most part, you know, the best way I can go about it is let's take a look at what your business looks like on paper, and I'm going to get you qualified for the best deal possible. Does that make
sense?
Okay,
go ahead, email, and then, you know, I will see email, you know, you have to send email to how many percent, you know, it will be by whatever, you know, that we have, we're going to see, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
just to
my email, yeah.
Let me confirm the email real quick. Is your email was H U I S?
No, 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 no. That's a wrong, wrong one.
Okay.
H-U-Y. H-U-Y.
H-U-H.
H-U-Y. H-U-Y, yeah.
Like yes.
S-U-N-G.
Okay.
You got it?
Yep. H-U-Y. S-U-N-G.
No, 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 not you, not you. H-U-Y.
Huh. Can you do...
not you, not you. H-E-Y.
Oh, H-E-Y.
No, not E-Y.
That's okay.
H-E.
How about...
H-E, like, Henry, H-E, ears and Y. Only two letters, H-Y. You got it?
H-Y.
Y, yeah. And then S-U-N-G, my last name.
Okay.
My husband, the initial. H-Y-S-U-N-G. Did you get it?
H-Y-S-U-N-G.
Yeah, yeah, 3626.
Okay, at yahoo.com.
Yeah, uh-huh. H-Y, okay? Not H-U-E-Y, not H-U-Y, okay? H-Y, that's it.
H-Y, you got it.
My last name, S-U-N-G.
Okay.
3626 at yahoo.com, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, yeah, send an email, and then we'll see our condition, and then, you know, okay?
Okay, sounds good, and I will I'll follow up with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.